You don't have a God in you. You are one.
Before me, there was no God formed, and there will be none after me.
I was shocked when I found out who the biggest failure in the Bible actually is. Then everybody asks you, say, who's the biggest failure? They say, Judas. Somebody else will say, no, I believe it's Adam. Well, how about the devil? He's the most consistent failure.
Okay.
But he's not the biggest in terms of material failure and so forth. The biggest one in the whole Bible is God.
Run. Don't you turn that set off. You listen to me.
I told you now. You sit still a minute. You know me well enough. No, I wouldn't tell something I can't prove about. He lost his top-ranking, most anointed angel, the first man he ever created, first woman he ever created, the whole earth and all the fullness therein, a third of the angels at least. That's a big loss, man. I mean, you figure all that, that's a lot of real estate, brother, gone down the drain. Now, the reason you don't think of God as a failure is he never said he's a failure. And you're not a failure till you say you're one.
Is anything too hard for the Lord?
Our sovereign Lord, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you.
Then Job replied to the Lord, I know that you can do all things. No plan of yours can be thwarted.
Even from eternity, I am he, and there is none who can deliver out of my hand. I act, and who can reverse it?
We're still questioning what was said about that prophecy. That prophecy never mentioned the Son of God. Never said anything about the Son of God.
What did it say?
It said, I did not claim to be God. That's all it said.
In other words, in so many words, you're right. Nowhere in the New Testament did he literally get
preach
up
and claim
and
to
say,
God.
I am God, did he? Now, I stand corrected.
And the Christian attitude.
Rather let God be found true, though every man be found a liar. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. The Jews therefore said to him, You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was born, I am. Therefore they picked up stones to throw at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. I and the Father are one. The Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, I showed you many good works from the Father. For which of them are you stoning me? The Jews answered him, For a good work we do not stone you, but for blasphemy, and because you, being a man, make yourself out to be God. And the high priest said to him, I adjure you by the living God that you tell us whether you are the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus said to him, You have said it yourself. Nevertheless, I tell you, hereafter you shall see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest tore his robe, saying, "He has blasphemed. What further need do we have of witnesses? Behold, you have now heard the blasphemy. What do you think?" They answered and said, "He is deserving of death." Then they spat in his face and beat him with their fist. And others slapped him and said, "Prophesy to us, you Christ. Who is the one who hit you?"
Think this way. A twice born man whipped Satan in his own domain. And I threw my Bible up like that. I said, "What?" He said, "A born again man defeated Satan. The firstborn of many brethren defeated him." He said, "You are the very image and the very copy of that." And I began to see what had gone on in there. And I said, "Well, now you don't mean, you couldn't dare mean that I could have done the same thing." He said, "Oh, yeah, if you'd known that, had the knowledge of the Word of God that he did, you could have done the same thing. Because you're a reborn man, too."
Knowing that you were not redeemed with perishable things like silver or gold from your futile way of life inherited from your forefathers, but with precious blood as of a lamb unblemished and spotless, the blood of Christ. For he was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but has appeared in these last times for the sake of you, who through him are believers in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory. So that your faith and hope are in God. For there is one God and one mediator, also between God and men, the man Christ Jesus.
Jesus had to go through that same spiritual death in order to pay the price. Now, it wasn't the physical death on the cross that paid the price for sin, because if it had been, any prophet of God that had died for the last couple of thousand years before that could have paid that price. It wasn't physical death. Anybody could do that. You can put some kind of a mental confession in your mouth, but Jesus said of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, and that's when the action takes place, because that's when the spiritual force is brought up out of the mouth, whether it be fear or whether it be faith. And when that spiritual force comes out, it is going to give substance to the image that's on the inside of you. Oh, that's that visualization stuff. Oh, that's that new age. No, new age is trying to do this. And they get somewhat results out of it, because this is a spiritual law, brother.